Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio for the morning interview is Aaron Prussian and Kevin Knox. They're the event organizers of the Julie Hughes Triathlon, which is happening tomorrow. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. So what is the schedule for the triathlon tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning, the race will start. But before that, we have registration that is online. It's available online today until 3 o'clock at juliehughestri.com. And you can follow the links and take you right there. And then after 3 o'clock, the online registration will close. And then it will reopen for registration at 6 o'clock tonight at Blatchley Middle School from 6 to 7:30. And that'll be in-person registration, so you just come in and fill out a little form.
We'll also have our T-shirts and swag bags. They're available for those who are registered. And we'll also hand out bib numbers, too, at that time.
That's right. So packet pickup tonight. And then tomorrow morning registration will stay open from 7 till 8 in the morning. And bike check-in will be starting at 7 o'clock in the morning. And then there'll be a safety briefing at about 8:20 or 8:30 in the morning just to get everybody oriented with the course and things going on, and then the race will start at 9.
Oh, great. So what are the schedule of the legs? Which leg is first?
So unlike most triathlons, this starts with a run, and for the adults, anybody 13 years or older, it's a 5-mile run, and that course will go from Blatchley out over the O'Connell Bridge and all the way to the Coast Guard Gate, and then turn around and come back. For kids, it goes 2.5 miles, and it'll go to, kids will run just from Blatchley to the beginning of the O'Connell Bridge and turn around. And then cyclists are next, and they will go the other direction out Halbert Point Road all the way to Stargavin and back, and kids will ride to Sandy Beach and back. And we'll have volunteers all the way along the course there at certain intersections just to keep traffic safe and bikes safe. And then they will come back to the pool, and adults will swim 1,000 yards, and kids will swim 500 yards. And that's it.
Sounds good. So what's the story behind the Julie Hughes Triathlon?
Well, the Julie Hughes Triathlon is now in its 32nd year running. Back in 1985, Suha Tokman, Bill Hughes, and Carol Hughes started the triathlon in honor of Bill and Carol's daughter, Julie. Julie was diagnosed with leukemia as a child, and battled with it for quite some time, and passed when she was 15 years old in 1985. And she was a community fixture, really. Lots of people knew her through music and through school and volunteer activities. And in particular, Suha knew her as a swimmer. She was a state level competitive swimmer on the Baranof Barracuda Swim Club with Suha. And she had shared with them one time on a ferry ride coming home that she was really interested in doing a triathlon one day. She wasn't able to complete that dream before passing. And Suha actually thought it would be a really awesome honor to create this triathlon in her name. And Bill and Carol thought it was really special too. And it's been going for 32 years since.
Yeah, that's quite a long time. It sounds like a tradition here in Sitka.
Absolutely. It's a community tradition, really. And very fun event, very competitive for some people, and other people, they just get out there and do it as an individual or as a team. Some people find it inspiring just to try to complete a triathlon, and others just want to get out there and have a little fun with as a family or a corporate team or something like that.
And have you done it before, Kevin?
I have. I started when I was 12 or 13 years old. I did it for the first time, and then I did it for a number of years until I graduated from high school and went away. And then since I've been back, I've done it a few times too.
And why do you keep doing it year after year?
For me, the triathlon just holds a special place in my heart because I did it as a young kid, because it was such a great community tradition and people had so much fun with it. And I took it up to help Susan out about 5 years ago to keep it going, keep the triathlon going. She didn't have the time to do it anymore. And you know, I just kind of been organizing it since. And some years I'm able to organize and do the triathlon, and some years I'm not going to. This year I'm probably not going to participate, but I will be out there helping out, make sure everybody's safe and having fun.
So who is this event for? Can anyone participate? Are there age limits, or do you need to have three people?
No, there's really no age limit. We've had people as young as 4 years old and as old as in their mid-70s, I think, that have done the event before. You can compete individually. You can compete on a two- or three-person team. You can compete on a corporate team. and so, really, it's open to everybody. And it's a great first-time triathlon, I think, just people that want to just experiment with a triathlon and see what it's like. It's a fantastic first-time triathlon.
And this is a fundraiser, too. Is that right?
Yeah, the majority of the proceeds that are raised go to the Cancer Survivors Network of Sitka. The rest of it just kind of holds the Barracudas, for putting it on, basically, you know, just paying for the expenses of the T-shirts and different things like that. But the rest of it goes to the Cancer Survivors Network.
And are there prizes?
We have a few prizes.
Yeah, there are awards to the top three in each category, and there's a number of different categories. And then I think we have other prizes as well.
Yeah, we have a few prizes that have been donated by Russell's, very generously donated by Russell's.
It sounds like, at least for the Raven radio team, a lot of it is bragging rights.
Oh, absolutely. We actually have a corporate trophy that goes to the top corporate team every year. So we like to really encourage corporate teams to come out, because the bragging rights is it's a lot of fun.
And who are the contenders in the corporate category?
We've had as many as four corporate teams participate before. Raven is a perennial, usually. Hames Center usually has somebody or a team come out. Sometimes Search, sometimes Sitka Community Hospital. There's been others out there before, too. So, yeah.
And are you guys still looking for volunteers?
Volunteers are always welcome, definitely. If anybody is interested in volunteering with course safety or helping us organize things at the end, cut the cake, whatever, come down at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning. I can't believe it's tomorrow morning. But yeah, come down tomorrow morning at about 8 o'clock and we can assign you something.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I think just the a few different sponsors that have allowed this to happen. The Yellow Jersey Cycle Shop, of course, Russell's and Search have been instrumental in helping us get this going this year. So, and then we tend to post a lot of things on Facebook, on the Facebook web page, and you can find a lot of different information there about the race schedule and things you need or don't need. And so just look at that, and there's a lot of stuff there.
Or just some pictures to psych yourself up for tomorrow or whatever you need. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron Preshen, Kevin Knox. Thanks for coming in to Raven Radio this morning. The Julie Hughes Triathlon is tomorrow, Saturday. Registration is going on this evening and tomorrow morning, and the race starts at 9 tomorrow at Blatchley Middle School.
Yep. We look forward to having a lot of people out and having a great time.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks again.